We're on the telephone with Bill Kranz, and Bill is a UNL irrigation specialist and one of the researchers participating in a project called Sustainable Energy Options for Rural Nebraska. And Bill, I understand you held a groundbreaking for this project at the Haskell Ag Lab near Concord, Nebraska on Thursday. Tell us about the project.
Well, we're beginning a new project here, and basically we have three main objectives. One is to look at the long-term performance of small, and these are really small relative to the ones that are going up in wind farms of 5 to 6 kW machines as opposed to 4 to 5 megawatt. And so very small ones you might see attached to a residence sort of thing. And also a bit of work with solar cells. And basically the idea is to look at developing models that would predict when maintenance is necessary on these small wind turbines, and using the wind turbine performance over time to give us the information we need to do that with. So, for instance, rather than doing a prescriptive kind of maintenance program of replacing the generator every, 20,000 hours or some such thing, we would let the generator, by virtue of the energy that it's producing, tell us when there's a problem with that particular part of the equipment. And we do that because that information is available for the large turbines already, and they're utilizing that on a day-to-day basis, but not so with some of these really small ones. And so we're hoping to develop some troubleshooting techniques and technologies there to help us with that in the long run, so that when a producer in a rural setting buys one of these, they don't have to raise the question about, well, how frequently do I need to do this or that and the other thing. So we'll be developing that, and insulation issues, also just looking at the long-term energy or power quality that comes out of the generator as we're dumping it to the Nebraska Public Power District grid is an important consideration. So we'll be looking at that as well. Secondly, we're going to, we in this part of the country produce a lot of ethanol. And we also in the state of Nebraska pump a lot of irrigation water and have some 93,000 or so active irrigation wells that are powered by either diesel engines or natural gas, propane, or electric motor. And more recently, there's been some work going on in developing internal combustion engines using ethanol as the sole source of power or as a mixture with the other gases. And so we want to take a look at the, kind of the long-term operating efficiency of the engine that is powered strictly by ethanol at this particular point in time to hopefully develop another use for the ethanol that's being developed here and produced in Nebraska. And lastly, it doesn't do us a whole lot of good to collect all this information if we don't get it delivered to the people who need it. And so a real important part of this particular project is that we're going to have a web presence that will allow us to archive and disseminate energy generation information from the solar panels and from the wind turbines, and also some information about the operating efficiency of this ethanol engine to some degree on a near real-time basis. So if a producer wants to take a look at this, they'll have the history of what's happened at our site up to that point, plus what's going on right at that particular point in time.
I want to ask you some more about the work you'll be doing on the ethanol-fueled irrigation engines. Is this something you see a lot of potential for?
Well, I think the whole area depends on what might happen in the air quality arena. EPA develops additional regulations on the diesel and other engines, then ethanol may raise to the top a little bit in terms of its use for this purpose. But certainly right now, with the cost of fuel being where it is, it's down the list of ways in terms of the most economical fuels to use. But like I say, the ethanol engines tend to produce a different range of gases that come out of the smokestack. So there's a possibility long term that it'll become a little bit better. And also, you know, I think even in the state of Nebraska, with the amount of water that we pump, we may have some opportunities there.
How long will this project continue? I see you got some federal funding for it.
Right. Our initial funding is coming through the Department of Energy, and we're looking on this as being phase one of a more long-term and much larger project, and we're in the process of submitting a proposal for phase two, which would include further developing the electricity kind of arrangement to develop a small or a microgrid arrangement that would allow us to work on developing a, kind of a consistent power supply going to the grid as opposed to the ups and downs that you would expect from the solar panels or the wind turbines. And also, we here at the Haskell Ag Lab, we have a small swine production facility, and so we're going to look at some things with, hope to work on some things at least, with methane digester in terms of purifying the gas that comes off, the biogas, to make a more pure methane that we can use in an engine that might also be used to generate electric power and potentially work with a bit of a small greenhouse in that regard. So there's a lot of things that we're hoping to do here, and the project we're starting kind of essentially today is just the first step.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Kranz, who is an irrigation specialist, one of the researchers working on the Sustainable Energy Options for Rural Nebraska project.